You're good? Okay. Welcome to the Board of Equalization meeting. Today we have three items on our agenda. The first is to approve the minutes of the last BOE meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve regular agenda item number one.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve item number one. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Item number two, Paul.
Great. Item number two, usually Bert introduces these. I don't know if he wants to introduce that, but basically two and three are both applications to file a late appeal. And actually in both applications here, there's claims that the owner and or the manager was diagnosed with cancer. In number two, you'll see that there's five parcels here, and parcels that end in 26, 53, 55, 165. Those are all owned by Transwest PTM. Parcel that ends in 166 is owned by Amy Roberts. And the reason I point that out is because the owner-manager of at least the Transwest properties is the individual who was diagnosed with cancer, has leg amputated. And so the claim here is that they had a medical emergency, and because they were seeing to that emergency, they did not file their appeal on time.
For an extension, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, so the action that you would take is either to allow them to appeal late or to not allow them to appeal late. I just want to point out that the parcel ending in 166 is Amy Roberts, and we don't have any information about Amy Roberts or why she was not able to file her appeal on time. Now, practically speaking, John Roberts may have been sort of managing the Amy Roberts parcel. I don't know. But anyway, the standard is that the owner of the property was unable to file an appeal because of a medical emergency. And, the board doesn't have a lot of information about parcel that ends in 166.
But this is husband and wife.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Last name's the same, but...
No, this husband and wife is agenda item number three. This one is these parcels are owned by an LLC.
But parcel 166 is owned by Amy Roberts. Same last name as John Roberts.
Right.
But
right.
We don't think they're husband and wife.
It's a family kind of ownership, but Transwest is an LLC and Amy Roberts, and we're assuming that that parcel is being managed by Transwest as part of that family ownership. But the statement from the owner statement that I put in the agenda from the agent that filed the appeal doesn't really address Amy Roberts' ownership or parcel. So, we don't have a clear answer really on that one you could say, okay, this is wrapped up in that. The standard that, of course, we're looking at is that an owner has a responsibility to file or contest the valuation during the period, or has the reason for filing late. And what we're saying is I don't really have any good information for Amy Roberts, and the agent that filed the appeal didn't really address that.
And wasn't this, didn't we continue this so that they would be noticed?
Yes.
And given the opportunity to come and speak?
I called and talked to them and asked for further information, and this is what the agent provided.
Got it.
So we don't know if the agent was managing all these properties or not.
The agent was not managing these properties until this year. The Stack Real Estate is now the agent in charge of the properties, and they took over management of the properties in about, I think according to the statement he said, all right, let me pull that up so I just have that in front of me. They took over management in early 2020. So Stack Real Estate didn't actually begin managing these until after the first of the year.
But were you asking about the manager of Transwest? I think that's what you were asking, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So John Roberts is the name of the individual that was the manager, and he's the one that had cancer. He's
even
cancer.
For Amy's parcel.
But we don't know that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We don't have any information about whether he was managing that parcel, but she's the owner.
And the board doesn't necessarily have to accept all the parcels.
My inclination is two, I think, or three is easy, I think, because of the situation. My inclination on number two would be to approve everything except that parcel.
Okay.
Could we approve everything except that parcel and get more clarification on that one parcel? Because if it turns out that he was kind of managing the whole thing, I know the standard is that the owner does it, but the owner's probably thinking that brother or cousin or whoever this is probably managing it. So could we do that and have that one looked at?
I think if you're inclined to want to try and get more information, it's easy enough just to let it go through the appeal process along with the entire group, because then, you know, the merit of the appeal will be able to be decided and an adjustment will be made if it's warranted.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Because this is so just
And even if we deny it, then they still have the ability to, even if you were to deny the whole thing or deny part of it, they would still have the ability to take it to the state tax commission and have the tax commission look at it and give more information.
Right.
It's really up to the board's discretion. And at this point, of course, you know, we're talking about a 2019 appeal, and we're deep into 2020. We're about ready to start doing appeals for 2020. So,
especially since this is an appeal, I'm inclined to just say let's grant it, let it go through the appeal process.
I'm fine with that,
and that's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with that for both of these.
And the assessor's office is gonna, you know, they're not gonna like having to do this because this is 2019. They've already moved on to 2020. But so, I mean, you know, it's up to the board. I think number three definitely there's a justifiable reason since it's a sole ownership in both. I'm getting into recommendations again. I need to stop that. But anyways, the evidence seems stronger on number three. Number two.
Okay.
Actually, if you just give me a minute, I didn't realize, but maybe Burke could answer this.
Okay.
Isn't there a deadline of when they can even appeal 2019 late?
Right. So 2019, that's a good clarification. 2019, the deadline ends on March 30th. Now, what that means though is they have to file their appeal with the county by March 31st. Now, of course, being with COVID, we had in our meeting schedule and everything else like that, this is why we're not hearing this one until June 6th. I actually asked Sally about that. I was trying to remember why we held off this one so late. That's because we canceled our last meeting in March, and then did we cancel our first meeting in April, or?
We didn't have enough.
Right, we didn't have a quorum in the first meeting in April, and so the last meeting in April was our first meeting since the 1st of March. And these were filed near towards the end of March before the deadline, so they were timely filed for a late appeal. But that's why we're not tackling these now until at this point in the year. This is actually the first time we've had ones that were filed this late that we've had to deal with.
Okay, I would entertain a motion on two and three.
I'll make a motion to approve regular agenda items numbers two and three.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve items two and three. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0. Final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Beautiful.